In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The gospel reading we just heard is so relevant for us today, especially to our church here. Why do I say that? Because we can fall into the understanding or the belief that somehow, because we are Greek Orthodox or Russian Orthodox or Antiochian Orthodox or Romanian Orthodox or Serbian Orthodox, on and on and on, that somehow our little church is only for us Greeks or only for us Russians or only for us Arabs. Today's gospel lesson proves that very wrong. Because who is it that comes to Christ in the reading? A Roman, not a Jew. A Roman, a completely different ethnicity from the Jews. And what does this Roman centurion say? And what does Christ say of him? Something very different than the Jews were saying. Christ uses the phrase, or he's described as marveling, only two times in the Gospels, in the Bible. The first time he marvels, it says, at the unbelief of the Jews. How, despite all the miracles he had performed, that the Jews in one few of those towns that he visited did not believe. And he marveled at that. Like, how is it that you cannot believe, seeing all these signs and miracles? How is it, he marveled, that their hearts were so hard? And the only second time that he uses the word marveled is in this gospel reading with someone else, with a Roman, and he marvels at his faith. Two very different things. The only two times we see Christ, God, moved in this way. So that is one message here, how our faith, how Christ transcends all human constructs, all human parameters, categories, you name it. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither male or female. There is neither rich or poor. There's neither slave or free. All are one in Christ Jesus. And he sees them all as his beloved, especially those who believe in him. So that's the first message that we clearly see in this gospel, and something we have to keep in mind in our parish, which has also attracted and drawn people from all over, from various backgrounds. And this is a beautiful example of that we are truly being the church. We are truly being like Christ by welcoming everyone who desires to know Christ through our Orthodox Church, no matter whether you're Greek or Assyrian or American or Russian or Ethiopian, Eritrean, Romanian, on and on and on and on. Now, the question of faith is really also demonstrated here in a unique way that we have to pay attention to. The centurion, the word centurion means that he was in charge of 100 soldiers. He had 100 soldiers under him. And he, of course, was probably obedient. He was under someone else, perhaps a general or someone above him. Yet what he says is remarkable, because he says, I am a man under authority, and I have those under authority under me. And if I say to this one, come, and this one, go, they do it. And if I say to my slave, do this, he does it. What is that? What is he pointing out there? He's pointing out one thing that's very important, and that is trust. there is trust between him and his soldiers. Another thing that he's pointing out, that he's revealing, that he has, that there is obedience. There is obedience between the soldiers and him, and his slave and him. There's obedience. Trust and obedience. These are the two things that reveal in this centurion and in all those that had brought him faith. Without trust, without obedience, there cannot really be any true faith. What does that mean for us? Who should we trust? Who should we be obedient to? So that our faith can also increase. Well, the answer is very simple. We trust in God. And we are obedient to His church. We are obedient to the commandments. We follow the commandments. By doing that, faith can increase in us. And when faith increases in us, then also our prayers can be answered. And indeed, miracles can and will happen according to God's will. Towards the end of the gospel, Christ says something also related to us and also a little frightening, pointing out that to his disciples and saying, look at this. This foreigner comes and believes more than my fellow Jews who are rejecting me. And he says that I tell you, many will come from east and west, that's all of you, by the way, and come and sit at my Father's table. That's us. He's already seeing into the future all those other nations, all those other ethnicities that would become Christian and come to Christ above and beyond the Jews. He says, many will come and sit my Father's table in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out. Who are the sons of the kingdom that will be cast out? In the time of Christ, he's referring to the Jews who did not believe in him. But for us, and this is the really sobering and important thing to understand, the sons of the kingdom, my friends, are also you and I. And all those who have been baptized into the faith, who are quote-unquote Orthodox Christians, but they do not live the faith. They, according to the word of Christ, will be cast out. They will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is the interpretation of the fathers of the church. And what a warning that is to us. Just because we are baptized does not guarantee us the heavenly kingdom. Only obedience and trust and faith and a commitment to the Orthodox life makes it possible for us to attain the kingdom of heaven. So this should be not a discouraging message, but an inspiring message, a kind of warning that we should keep embracing and living out our own Orthodox identity and not sort of cast it aside and be more concerned about the things of this world and not really truly commit to a life of repentance through in the church. So, this message of trust in God, faith, and obedience is what the centurion shows us today. It's a message that we have to take to heart and learn from this centurion And also, in our own ways, whatever God has put before us, to learn to trust, to learn to be more obedient. Children learning more to be more obedient to their parents. Husbands and wives being more obedient to one another. The faithful being obedient to the church. Trusting in God, not in man, not in politics, but trusting in God. The more we do that, the more our faith will increase, and the more God will answer our prayers, because we will have said them with that faith, with that trust, and with that obedience. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have the catechumen, please.